welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, many times women will put on their dating profiles, they expect a man to be gentlemanly and pay for dinner and kind of be the financier of the relationship. A lot of women will, in forums and such, say, "Nah, guys need to pay for the first date. It's only kind. It's only this. It's only, you know, if a guy can't afford dinner, I'm not going to be dating him," so on and so forth. And my response, as many of you well know, and many of your responses are, no, first date, 50-50. Every date, 50-50. But at least the first date, 50-50. And I've said, don't do dinner for a first date. First dates are only coffee. And I've actually seen forums about this, of why coffee and or a drink is not an acceptable first date for a young lady, that they require the financial outflow of a guy to provide for dinner to show that he's serious about meeting her and his intent and so on and so forth. Tonight we're going to talk about why you should never pay for dinner or pay for a first date. I have a story from the Mary Sue, and this is an older one. I've got a few different stories that I've pulled up, but I came across this one tonight. Perpetuating stereotypes, women used Match.com dates for $1,200 a month in free dinners. She says, get ready to put on your own at least a disapproval faces is going to make you angry. A New York woman has confessed to signing up for an online dating service, Match.com, because she was going into debt and wanted free food the dates would provide her. She would go on 5 dates a week, and she would save $1,200 a month doing this. The woman, who is now anonymous, but given, of all things, the fictional name of the Harry Potter character Minerva McGonagall, thanks to her, the Fury this story is called, was perfectly happy to share her story. "Before, I barely had enough money to pay for food," she told Business Insider. "After using Match.com, I found I wasn't going into debt anymore." Well, yeah, because you're not buying any food. The woman wasn't going into debt anymore because men were purchasing one meal a day for her. Her $45,000 salary was not enough. She needed at least an extra $500 a month, and sometimes $1,000 a month to pay her credit card bills and afford her $1,500 a month apartment in Murray Hill. So she needed an extra $500 or $1,000 bucks a month for her credit card, which is shopping, obviously. And, you know, she just have guys buy her meals. Her plan involved eating out 5 nights a week using a rotation of different men for Match, and made it a rule not to go out on more than 5 dates with the same guy. She quickly had men buying her not just food, but alcohol, even a $200 bottle of champagne on one date. She went from easily spending $500 a month on dinners alone to having someone else dole out an average of $60 plus per night. She also stopped eating lunch and opted for a light breakfast to save even more. All right, so obviously she is a horrible person. But let's look at this story that I have here for us. Some women are going on Tinder dates just to score free dinner, so be extra careful how you swipe. This one's from 2017, a little newer here. And they call him a foodie call instead of a booty call. Someone who lives in New York, let me tell you something about it. It's expensive. I'm certain all New Yorkers will agree with me on that. And this is a story about how it's becoming popular for women to do so. I won't go through the whole thing. I'll leave a couple of links down below for you guys if you want to read it. But it's become a thing now where, here's a young gal here. "I was in a job that barely paid my rent. I barely had enough money to go to a nice grocery store. So to live a slightly more luxurious life that doesn't consist of microwave ramen noodles and tap water, she started foodie calling men she met on Tinder twice a week, who would take her to pricey restaurants and bars around the city and then never hear from her again." This is why women ruin it for other women. This is why you don't pay for dinner. You just don't do it. Even if you're still, I know a lot of us are not dating anymore, but if you're in the dating scene, coffee, and get there ahead of time and buy it, and then you don't even have to pay for a coffee. So what happens when guys get revenge? This guy's Tinder date only used him for a free meal, so he thought up the perfect revenge. So he says he decided to take one of his matches on a date to a nice restaurant, but as it turned out, she probably wasn't in it for the company. According to his story, the girl definitely was not that into him, but she sure had a good time ordering the most expensive items on the meal. "I signed up for Tinder just to see what would happen. A few hours later, I got super liked, which is apparently better than liked. We talked for a few days. She seemed super cool. I suggested a date, and she insisted on it being dinner." He says cool, but I say problem. We met up tonight at a restaurant I'd picked out. She didn't look at me, wore sweatpants, and immediately ordered a $13 appetizer. Okay, not a deal breaker. I started the conversation a few times, but she only gave one-word answers. Then she orders a $25 steak and $22 crab legs. She drank four $9 glasses of wine. I got the steak and a few drinks myself. Right about the time our main course arrived, I'd pretty much given up. She talked more to the waiter. But when the guy went to the restroom, he got a brilliant idea. As we were finishing, I excused myself, went to the restroom. While I was in there, a light bulb went off. I left the bathroom, headed out the door, got in my car, drove home. Now here I am. She messaged me a few times, called me a couple dirty names, about 12 times. He said, well, damn. The internet applauded the man for walking away when he did, instead of putting up with her BS. Moral of the story, never take a Tinder date to a nice dinner for the first date. Instead, try coffee or movie, and don't do a movie. You don't talk during a movie. Try coffee, that's it. And you can't have alcohol, just coffee. Because you never know, she might be crazy. Okay, so what happens if you do this perpetually, though? So she did it perpetually, right? She took a bunch of guys out. She used them for up to 5 dates and bailed, but had them pay. And so a guy does the same thing. LA man Paul Gonzalez takes women on dates, leaves them with a massive bill. This man isn't too far off receiving a solid dose of karma after number of women at his... What is wrong with this? Sorry, this web interface is horrible. It doesn't resize because they don't know how to friggin' code. Let's try this again. This man isn't too far off receiving a solid dose of karma after a number of women identified him as the man who stuffs his face during dinner and runs. Well, it doesn't sound much different than what she did, right? Karma's coming for a California man who's quickly become known worldwide as for taking women on first dates, ordering a ridiculous amount of food, then leaving them to pick up the bill. While yes, it's the 21st century and men shouldn't be expected to always foot the bill for a date, this man is taking things to a whole new and deplorable level. I would say not any more deplorable than she did, which is literally making rules and going out for $1,500 every month just so she can get by. I'd say that's pretty deplorable. More and more women are coming out of the woodwork to name and shame the man who has previously gone by Paul and Dave Gonzalez. The two women told their humiliating... Oh, it's humiliating for them to get stuck with a bill, but every guy that women just walk off of, that's not humiliating to them? Come on. Both of which originally thrilled with Gonzalez. He was very complimentary, very chatty, seemed to have similar interests, the woman said, did not want to be identified. He ordered $100 worth of food, and then basically he bailed. Well, they caught him. Man accused of serial dining and dashing, leaving women he met online to foot bill, faces 10 felony counts. So they're basically going to be taking this dude and throwing him under the jail. 10 felony counts for this stuff. So what is the moral of the story? Why are we talking about this today? Well, see, if a woman does it, it's funny. If a woman takes a guy out and milks all these guys for $1,500 every month over and over again, it's funny. As a matter of fact, it's become kind of the norm. And one time it did actually happen to me. And when I was reading this story, I remember I did have a date one time. We went out and we just got drinks, which I say don't do anymore, but this was a while ago. And when we went across the way to get some more drinks at another place, she said, and I did pay, but she said, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick. I said, okay, fine. She did, and she never came back. And then she said, oh, it was so awkward. I didn't know how to say that I really didn't want to like continue the evening. And I had a good laugh about it. And I was like, boy, man, I must've really blown that date. But the truth is, what if we had a big check and she'd done that? I wouldn't have like called the police or anything. You just suck it up and go, wow, that sucks. But here's a guy. Now, the total that he had wined and dined and dashed on was $945. Okay, that was over 10 dinners. So that's an average of $100 dinner. This other woman's doing it to the tune of $1,500 a month, but nothing goes after her. As a matter of fact, she was allowed to stay anonymous in her interview, but this guy's going to jail. 10 felony counts. So, you know, it's another situation where I've said it before, you don't pay for first dates. Number two, you don't ever do dinner for a first date. And number three, don't try it yourself, because apparently they'll throw you in jail for doing the same thing that a woman does a dozen times over, dozens and dozens of times. I mean, they call it a foodie call. There's a name for it. And I looked for the statistic, I couldn't find it. But it was something like 25 or 35% of women admit to only being on dating sites to get free meals. Another reason why dating is dead. And when women say, why don't guys want to take me out to dinner anymore? Why don't guys invite me out for dinner? Here's why. Because we don't want to be fooled, we don't want to be used, and so we're just not going to do it anymore. So, congratulations, women. You ruined it for yourself. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. And of course, you can always like, comment, and share. That is the best way to help me out. And check my webpage. If you go to my YouTube page here, look for any videos that you may have missed, because some of them are not popping up in subscription feeds. And some people are actually getting unsubscribed for some real weird reason. So make sure that you're still subscribed. For those of you that have directly supported me with the links below, thank you for doing so. And if you'd like to do there. They are there as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, a wise man does not pay for the first date, and it's definitely not a dinner.